This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
She's pretty confident that this series will end in four after last night.
I think most of the NBA, the national media, is there as well.
Which is different. I'm not used to the to them being that much on the Cavs bandwagon.
I think usually you get a gentleman sweep, right? That typically is the conversation. I think it's interesting. In the Oklahoma City series, we're just going four games. Boston series, they've muddied it up a little bit, but everyone's just going four games. And the Cavs are also going four games.
So I guess where I'm at with a series is if this thing doesn't end up in a sweep, it's because the Cavs gave one away, and that's it's not the worst thing that would happen, but it's what I don't want to have happen now.
Well, it basically would have been if they wouldn't have been able to close out yesterday.
Yeah. Well, no.
Like
I think,
type of fashion.
I mean, I think that's what maybe Game 3 represents because, listen, I don't think Miami's one of the toughest places to watch a game or play a game in. It's not the tensest atmosphere in the world, but it is going on the road. Like, you know, yesterday was, all right, you passed the test in Game 1. Now can you bring that same energy a second time? This, you know, Game 3 on Saturday to me is about, all right, can you do it on the road? Like, we know the cliches that role players tend to struggle more on the road. They don't have that home cooking, so to speak. So this would be a game of like, all right, this is the one. I don't know that a Game 4 loss would upset me, but I want to see the Cavs continue to finish the job here.
Yeah, I think it would be nice, obviously, to see them just kind of step on their throat. And I think that's what the post-game audio and everything that they kind of got to, I think that's what that was all about, just kind of reminding themselves the job's not done.
Now, can we talk about that? Why aren't the Cavs getting any calls at home?
I don't know, because I don't want to be the Donaghy part of this, right? Where I don't think the NBA is trying to make this series closer so that it seems more interesting. And I told you before, I've listened to national guys that are just outright saying they're not watching this series. There's just nothing they can get out of it. So I don't know. I don't think the NBA is like, hey, make this thing tight. I can't explain why the Cavs aren't getting the calls here.
Listen, there's a part of me that thinks that adversity is a good thing for the Cavs. Because the way the refs are calling, you know, the Cavs can be a bit of a rhythm team. I know Kenny wants to fight back on that. The Cavs can be a bit of a rhythm team.
There's a reason why Cavalanche exists and why we talk about it so much. That's part of being a rhythm team is having Cavalanche.
And so there is a test within the idea of, hey, we're going to call these perfectly timed foul calls that are absolutely non-existent calls while you're at home, no less. Like, there's a part of this that, as infuriating as it feels in the moment, the reality is I do see value in it. But, man, I just continue to come back and go. It's to me, respect is who's getting the whistles, when are you getting them, what type of whistles you're getting.
Oh, that's an interesting way to put
and
that. Like respect attached to the whistle.
Yeah, the Cavs are not getting the kind of respect they deserve. And the first place a team should get their respect. You don't get respect from other NBA players until the last second. You don't get respect from around the league in the media if you're in Cleveland till the last second.
All right, did you want
the refs? That should be the first thing that
should
you get.
Should Atkinson be harder about this? Remember last year? I'm going to two different things here, okay? Last year, the Cavs got no calls in that Orlando series, and JB lost his mind consistently. He was right. The free throw discrepancy in that series was bananas. But I'm thinking about Tibbs. I'm thinking about Tibbs in the Detroit series, and after game two, what'd he do? He made a show of it.
Yeah, no,
made an absolute show of it.
Here's the thing. Kenny was as demonstrative as he could be last night.
He did that gif that went extremely viral.
There's nothing interesting about that because
everyone
was right.
I've seen that more than I've seen anything today.
It's the single greatest challenge in NBA history.
Maybe that's why they're not getting calls.
He looked him dead ass in the eye.
Is he treating the refs like they've never refed a game in their life and they're showing him up now?
He twirled his fingers to signal replay like, I'm going to murder you with this pointer finger.
I mean, you want to talk about the bless your heart moment of it all. Like, that was it. As if refs had never refed a game in their life.
But no, I mean, if you're not getting respect against a bum-ass Heat team.
Did Atkinson make the refs mad, and this is why this is happening?
No, and listen.
Because it was very dismissive.
You brought up a really good point, which is should Atkinson go full Bickerstaff? It has so much more power when he does, if he would, because J.B. Bickerstaff always went full Bickerstaff.
Even when J.B. was right, it just kind of fell short. He was right last year to do it.
J.B. never shut up.
Yeah.
He just always bitched about the referees. Kenny is so much more controlled.
You know what's interesting about that, too, though, is that I remember it vividly, is the free throw discrepancy between the Magic and the Cavs, and then it wasn't just Bickerstaff after those games. It fell into the responsibility of the players, and they started doing it as well, and we've seen none of that from these guys.
Now, what I think should have happened, because I do think, listen, I think the referees were in Kenny's head last night. I think they were in the player's head. This should be lesson learned. If this nonsense goes into game three, I need Kenny to put $50,000 in the line.
Okay, yeah. That's what I want to know. Like, when do you go Tibbs in the post game?
He should have last night.
Okay.
Post game, not in game. In game, I don't think it makes a bit of difference. But post game, he should have put $50,000 of his own bucks up, and then Dan Gilbert should have discreetly paid it for him.
I like the idea of the owner sliding in and being like, I'll take this one.
This is why I'd be a broke-ass NBA owner, because I'd be like, if you lose $250, I'm going to back you up. Don't you worry.
Like, $50,000 is nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, it's not.
That's not a cheap bill.
You got $1 million fine? Your boys got you.
We know these guys make
unless
a lot of money.
Unless you go full Draymond and knock out your own team.
Yeah, and that's always in play.
Like, that to me is maybe the most infuriating thing in the time here. The Heat are getting superstar calls. They don't have a superstar. They're not a good team. All they have is Eric Spoelstra, who, again, Hall of Fame coach. Good on him. They should not be getting the calls they're getting, especially. Listen, if they're getting these calls on the road, what kind of calls are they going to get at home on Saturday?
Well, and they don't have a bunch of foul merchants or anything like that. They don't have a bunch of guys that you're like, they consistently bait you into these calls. It feels very one-sided right now, and it does feel like the Cavs can't buy a call. And if I bought into conspiracy theories more, I'd say it's the NBA just making these games interesting is all it is. But I just can't. I can't do that.
I think it's bad officiating. But no. You know what? This is the problem with the NBA. Is I don't have a problem with superstar calls. I don't have a problem with the idea of you get this call at this time, but this guy doesn't.
People are different. They're officiated differently in this league. That was with the whole viral Ant and LeBron clip yesterday. Was Ant being mad that LeBron was getting calls, and he's like, "Wait, what happened here?" And everyone's like, "It's LeBron."
Yeah, well,
he gets to do this,
so I don't mind it. I understand that's how the league works. Yeah. I'll defend it to a specific point,
but we don't have anyone on our team that gets that.
Well, but if you're a 64 win team, you should be getting those.
I know, and we don't.
Not the 37.
No, you're
win
right.
Team.
You're right. We don't get those. Donovan doesn't get those calls. Garland doesn't get those calls. Mobley doesn't get those calls. And Jared Allen, I'll say this, Jared Allen I've seen complain about the refs more in these two games than I've ever seen him complain about the refs.
Yeah, that moving screen call last night was a joke. Or no, illegal screen call.
I told you after game one, I thought he was spending way too much time invested in his head about these refs. Because every time he looked over, he was complaining to the refs.
216-474-0092. We're not usually complain about the ref, guys. We are doing it here because the refs are doing a bad job. Also, sidebar.
Yeah.
Tracy Morgan playing Tony Brothers in an NBA referee movie. Tell me it wouldn't hit.
Yeah, I don't like Tracy Morgan as much as I used to. But I would watch that. But
do you like Walmart as much as you used to?
Easy now. That's that.
I just didn't know if they won the breakup.
Now. Yeah, well, no, Tracy won the breakup with all the money attached
okay,
to that.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
He won that.
Maybe sympathy for Walmart being down $50 million
In an SNL throwback for you, I haven't really liked Tracy Morgan since My Name is Brian Fellows.
That's wait, that was bit. That when you went out on
no,
him?
No, that's that. No, I liked him in that bit.
Okay.
And then after that bit, I can't think of anything I've liked
Rock?
Tracy Morgan. I never watched 30 Rock. I should have watched 30 Rock. I never watched 30 Rock. Got to get to the cleave.
Ooh, yeah. 216-474-0092.
I can't watch everything in life.
You were single then. You were a young kid in college
watched,
or just out
no,
of college.
No. That was a who no, no, of no. someone that like as if I
oh, I don't want to watch this hilarious show featuring one of the funniest
generational
people
TV
ever.
Or anything like that. Oh, there's a couple... It's a couple things I've missed, and 30 Rock is one of them.
Yeah, just
at
a time
during COVID, I went back and watched everything I thought I had missed, and 30 Rock, COVID ended too prematurely.
I just don't see a lot of difference between you and Mac Robinson right now.
That's just disgusting.
Two guys
who've
just never apparently seen a damn thing in this country.
Oh, stop that. Stop that right now. You can say a lot about me, but that one was a bit much.